So somebody asked me to make a class this morning. There was no shelter. I have to accept. Somebody insists so much, but it was transcendental insisting. So nice insisting, like a devotee of Sankirtan, that he wants to give you the nectar of devotion without hurting. This is the essence of a Sankirtan Bhakta. So, today we read from the fifth canto, chapter 2, the activities of Maharaj Agnidar. He was the son of Maharaj Priyavrata. So, 22, right? Agnidro Rajatriptha Kamanam Apsarasam Evanu Dinam Adi Manya Manas Tasya Salokatam Shrutibir Avarunda Yatra Pitaro Madayante. Agnidro Rajatriptha Kamanam. Agnidro Rajatripta Kamanam Apsarasam Evanudinam Adi Manyamanas Tasya Salokatam Shrutibir Avarunda Yatra Pitaro Madayante. Agnidro Rajatripta Kamanam Apsarasam Evanudim Adi Manyamanas Tasya Salokatam Srutibir Avarunda Yatra Pitaro Madayante. Agnidro Rajatripta Kamanam Apsara Evanudinam Adi Manyamanas Tasya Salokatam Shrutibir Avarunda Yatra Pitaro Madayante. Agnidro Kamaram Apsarasam Evanudinam Adi Manyamanas Tasya Salokatam Shrutibir Avarunda Yatra Pitaro Madayante. Agnidro Rajatripta Kamanam Haram Evanudinam Adi Manyamanas Tasya Shalokatam Shrutibir Avarunda Yatra Pitaro Madayante. Agnidro Rajatap Tripta Kamanam Apsarasam Evanudinam Adimanyamanas Sa Salokatam Shrutibir Avarunda Pitaro Madayante. Gopika. Agnidra Anigdra Raja the King. Sorry, Raja the King. Atripta, not satisfied. Kamanam, with sense gratification. Apsarasam, the celestial woman. Purvachit. Eva, certainly. Anudinam, day, after day. Adi, exceedingly. Manyamana, thinking of. Tasya, of her. Sa, sorry, Salokatam, promotion to the same planet. Shrutibi, by the Vedas. Avarunda, got. Yatra, where. Pitara, the forefathers. Madayante, take pleasure. Translation. After Purvachiti's departure, King Agnidra, his lusty desires, not at all satisfied, always thought of her. Therefore, in accordance with the Vedic injunctions, the king, after his death, was promoted to the same planet as his celestial wife. That planet, which is called Pitriloka, is where the Pitas, the forefathers, live in great delight. Purport, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. If one always thinks of something, he certainly gets a related body after death. Maharaj Agnidra was always thinking of Pitriloka, the place where his wife had returned. Therefore, after his death, he achieved the same planet, probably to live with her again. Bhagavad Gita also says, Yam yam vapi smaram bhavam tyajati ante kalevaram tam tam evaiti kaunteya sada tat bhava bhavita. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. Bhagavad Gita 8:6. We can naturally conclude that if we always think of Krishna or become fully Krishna conscious, we can be promoted to the planet of Golok Vrindavan, where Krishna eternally lives. So there is another text and then we conclude the chapter. Samparete pitari nava brattaro meru duvitrir meru devim prati rupam ugradam strim latam Ramyam Shyamam Narim Padram Devavitimiti Samgyana Vodavahan. After the departure of their father, the nine brothers married the nine daughters of Meru, named Merudevi, Pratirupa, Ugradamstri, Lata, Ramya, Shyam, Nari, Bhadra, and Devaviti. Those end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the fifth canto, second chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Activities of Maharaj Agnidra. So, Maharaj Agnidra was the son of Priyavrata Maharaj. And as we know, Priyavrata Maharaj was a great king. He was a devotee, full devotee. And he became great by his example in protecting their people and giving them what they need, not only material things. They provide also for spiritual. So when we have such a guide, many, many people can take advantage of this. I don't think so. I don't think everybody, but many people. And at that time, the people follow quite good the Vedic injunctions. And when we have an example like Priyavrata Maharaj, then it's much more easier. So Agnidra, the son of Priyavrata, now he get in charge to, as a ruler of Jandvadvip. And also he became a great king. And he fulfilled his duties, austerities, he studied, he read, he was a good king. But fortunately or unfortunately, Brahma sent him a celestial wife. Beautiful, very beautiful. And she wants to meet him. So she go right in the moment when he was making his duties, spiritual duties. And he was very fixed. So this lady came and going around him. At the beginning, maybe he was not disturbed. But all this beauty, slowly, slowly, he became attracted of this beauty. And as we know, then this is the end of the chapter. He married this woman, celestial woman. She gave him 9 kids, 9 boys. And Agnidra, before he passed away, he gave to every son a kingdom. But the end of Agnidra, because he was disturbed by his wife, she was his wife, his wife. But he forgot the end of the purpose of the end of the life, because he was distracted from her wife, from the beautiness of her wife. And in the end, he was always thinking, because Purvachit goes, she left the body and go back to the celestial planet. And Agnidra was very, very attached to her. Very, very attached. He was only thinking, Pitriloka, 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 my wife. Instead to meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord, Sri Krishna, he started to meditate on Pitriloka. So in the end of the life, he reached the celestial planet. So, Prabhupada, in the purport says, if one always thinks of something, he certainly gets a related body after that. Maharaj Agnidra was always thinking of Pitriloka, the place where his wife had returned. Therefore, after his death, he achieved the same planet, probably to live with her again. And then in the second purport of Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada said, in the end, we can naturally conclude that if we always think of Krishna or become fully Krishna conscious, we can be promoted to the planet of Golok Vrindavan, where Krishna eternally lives. This because, what to say? I think Prabhupada said everything here. He gave the conclusion of the essence of all Vedas. In saying, if you always think of Krishna and become fully Krishna conscious, we can promote it to the planet of Golok Vrindavan, where Krishna eternally lives. So, in Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada gave us the example first, and all what we need to fix our mind in Krishna. He gave us service to do, and this service, he teach us to offer it to Krishna. So put Krishna in the middle of your life. And because the jivatma, is have the same quality of Krishna, but not in quantity this quality. This means that if we love somebody, if we have love, it means that this love, even is covered by natural material nature, is still love. And if we cultivate this love, okay, for ourselves, for our brothers, sisters, for our neighbors, okay, then these qualities become real. So in managing these qualities, even the plants, even the animals can feel your love for them. So Srila Prabhupada gave us, through the example, his life, he brought us sadhana. He showed us how we can reach, again, our original position, eternal servant of the devotee, of the devotee, of the devotee, of the devotee of Krishna. So, in my experience, I'm still trying to put Krishna inside, in the middle of my life, every day. I'm trying. Very difficult. But because always Krishna, Krishna, Krishna is so beautiful, this word, this name, this helps you to focus your life to the lotus feet of the Lord. By serving the spiritual master. Because the spiritual master is the one who gives you the way how to reach Sri Krishna. In serving Bhakti Yoga, he gave us so many service. Everything you can put and serve and offer it to Krishna. So he teach us how to eat. He teach us what to eat. He teach us how to clean ourselves. He teach us how to speak, what to speak. And then he teach us how to distribute books. And he teach us how to worship the deities. He teaches us how to cook. And he teaches us that every service offered to Krishna is not different from any other kind of service offered to Krishna. So there is no higher level in the service to Krishna. Because this done with love, it comes to the highest level, love to Krishna. So when we sweep the temple, Mandira Marjanado, every day, we wash the pots. These are special pots. Before, when we was in the material world, complete absorbed, And we was living in a family. So after eating, all the pots have to be washed. Mother have no time because she have to work. Father have no time because he have to work. So we have to wash them. And we make so... It was like, Mama Mia, I have to wash the pots now. To clean the kitchen, clean the bathroom. Who cares? I have better things to do. I have smoked my cigarettes. I have smoked my other things. You know, you can smoke so many things. But Srila Prabhupada and our gurus teach us that these are Krishna pots. This is the kitchen of Krishna. This is the bathroom of Krishna. This is the floor of Krishna. This is the temple of Krishna. This is the house of Krishna. This is the world of Krishna. So it's not only we have to keep clean here, also outside. We have to be clean when we go to preach outside with the people. So if we sperimentare, chi può tradurre sperimentare? Experiment. Okay. By ourselves, the love to ourselves. It's not egoistic. Because you recognize slowly that you are a spirit soul. And this spirit soul is eternal, full of love. There is no, when the soul is liberated, the soul have no doubt, have no yes and no. No, always this fighting in the mind. So mind will be purified when the soul is purified. So if we work together with ourselves, it means soul and mind. These two things have to work together in a spiritual way, of course. Because in material world now, the people... mind bhaktas. They are not Krishna bhaktas. We follow the mind. Complete surrender to the mind. Everything what the mind say, we run. And we are so happy. And then after we pick up what the mind teach us, no? In the life. And after some time, if we are fortunate, and we met somebody that gives us another interpretation of the life. Maybe after he understands that this is a real life. Maybe, and later. So, 2 days ago I was in Zagreb and I was talking with one bhakta, one devotee. And he was telling me how he reached Krishna movement. How he came to a temple. So he was living in Bosnia. And his neighbor, Sisi Panchatattva Ki Jai. His neighbor was taking out of his house and putting outside all things because he have to go to the market and sell these all things. So in one moment he was coming out with books. And this devotee, he was not a devotee in this moment, or he was a devotee but not in consciousness really, manifested. No? Not real manifest. Because every soul is attracted from Krishna. Soul belongs to Krishna. So it's natural attraction of the soul when Krishna comes. Natural attraction. So he was attracted by one book. On the top was one book. The life come from life. So he saw this book and the title. Oh, this book I have to read. It's interesting. So he took the book from the man and said, can you borrow me this? You have to give me some money for this. Because I sell it. I have no money. Okay, I borrow you, then after you give me back. So he start to read this. Life comes after life, no? La vita, viene dalla vita. Life comes from life. I know the title in Italian very nice, in English. So, and this was also my first book that I read in my life, when I was a hippie. Yes, when this body believed I'm hippie. When his mind was my guru. So this was my first book I read. Time bomb. So this was a time bomb for him. Who knows who took this book? Maybe this man. Maybe somebody else gave them this man. And this man then brought them out. And this bhakta saw this book. So he became devotee. So there is no matter to whom we give the book. Sooner or later, these books will talk like a flower. No? Open. No? And you can maybe smell, maybe not in Kali Yuga really, you can smell the tasty of the flower. In Kali Yuga, the flowers have no tasty, not all the flowers. This happened. This devotee was very fortunate because he became devotee immediately. He contacted the centers in Slovenia, in Sarajevo. So, but there was no Bhakta program there. So he started to look immediately for the temples through the book. And he found his yatra, but was no place for him, or no bhakta program. So then he started to call one yatra, another yatra, another yatra, and then finally Zagreb told him, okay, come. He became devotee. Not full time, but maybe his plan is now to go back to Bosnia, to Sarajevo, and to join in the temple. Because he understood in short time, what to do? What is the essence? And immediately he wants to go in a temple and help the devotees there. So if we put Krishna in the middle of our life, then these things will happen. So, but this guy put Krishna in the middle of life. He met Krishna in a book. But maybe he was already thinking in his mind something that is superior, something that is more important, no? Very fortunate life for those people. Or we can say also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Because through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's and the Panchatattva, Srila Prabhupada came to bring us this knowledge in this world. Without Srila Prabhupada, this knowledge, I don't know in which stadium or which level can be, because also some other try. So because the example of Srila Prabhupada in putting Krishna in the middle of life, his vision was to help us to bring Krishna in our life again, or to clean this anartha, to clean our anartha. No? Because Krishna is already in our heart. In every heart. It's just we have to make a call, contact. No? And sometimes we are not able to make this contact, so somebody else is coming to help us to make this contact. So for this bhakta was the book in that moment. The book give the contact completely. So this man who gave him the book made in this moment bhakti yoga. And who knows who gave the book to this man? Maybe a devotee. So also he made a service. Even he don't know. But the jiva, his jiva, was there and saying, please, there is a book. Take it to the other jiva. There is a book of Krishna. Take it, please. And the other jiva, look, immediately, was attracted. So we have just to knock on the door. This door first. This door is a house of the jiva, of the soul. Like they say in Italy, our first church is our body, because he have the soul inside. No? It's true. This is the house of soul. So if we go and knock the door to this house, and we really want to bring Krishna consciousness, this house will open the door. Not always immediately. It's a time bomb, no? The books are time bombs. And the devotees are the postmen. They are bringing the post, the real post, to the people. Post? You say post? Posta. So the bhaktas, the devotees, are bringing the post to these people by knocking first the outside door, and then the end door is coming out also, no? So you ring. Why you ring? What are you bringing to them? You're bringing Krishna knowledge. You're bringing, first of all, the faith that Prabhupada seed, plant in our heart. The faith to Krishna. This is what Srila Prabhupada done. He planted this faith in our heart. And this plant is growing. And then you say, I have to go out. I have to worship the deities. I have to cook for them. I have to clean. I have to sing beautiful bhajan, kirtan. I have to help my brothers to start to walk in the right direction, Krishna. So all this becomes slowly bhakti yoga, because you put bhakti in the middle of your life. And bhakti is coming from the Supreme Krishna, because he is the supreme source of love. That's why we have love. That's why we love. So we put this love attivo. We activate this love for ourselves. And we start to see, oh, but it's true, I'm not this body. Before, I was so small. And then after 10 years, bigger. And then after 50 years, slowly become old. I can't be this body. I can't be. It have to be something else. So Krishna Bhakta study slowly all these things through the prayers every day, through always hearing Krishna, Hare Ram, Krishna, Hare Ram, all days, all years, I hope all my life also, really. And this slowly clean us completely. And then it doesn't matter if I join a movement today, okay, and from today I start to chant 16 rounds, and tomorrow temple president tell me, can you please go out with me in Sankirtan? We go to distribute books after one day. And I go. And by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, maybe I can give also one book, two books. It happens to me, actually. I go out with my brother. Also my brother was in the movement before me. So one day he told me, I was just bhakta, just new in the temple. And because it was my brother, I say, okay, let's go. We start to make one big city. And at that time we make Sankirtan two together. No? Especially when I was a new devotee, so that he learned how to approach the people. Because he's my brother, he know me so long time, he tried to leave me also alone. 10 minutes. Okay. So I go inside one car seller, what they say, cars, sell cars. And I had a triplet, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna book, and Nectar of Devotion. I had. So I go inside this shop, and I put the books on a desk. And I looked at the man, and he said, "So, these are for you. We are the Hare Krishna from Padova. We are making the rounds, visit the families here, and we bring these books. We ask a donation." "Really? Let me see the books." "Oh. And how much you want?" "Ah, it's a free donation." "No? It's a free donation. I already told them free donation. I just told them, we spent so much money to print it. Eh? What you give more is for our mission." So at that time he gave 50,000 lira. It means 25 euro, 26 euro today. For that time was a good for three Mahabai books. So with this I want to say just, if you surrender and you don't know how to surrender, you just start. This is surrendering. You just start. You have faith. My brother, gave me the japa and said, "Okay, now chant. It's good for you. And now take this food. It's not ordinary food. This is prasadam. Benedict food. This food, Krishna touch himself. He eat this food. So we get full benefit of this." So this faith start to grow in a movement. Then you see the other devotees chanting and dancing and jumping. Hari Bol, Hare Krishna. And you say, what I'm doing here? They are all in ecstasy. So slowly you start also, because you attract. Otherwise, why you come to a temple? Why we go to a temple? Because we attract. Spirit soul is natural attract. So, every mission, every service is dear to Krishna. One service was very dear to Srila Prabhupada. It is the book distribution, preaching, like Sri Nityananda Prabhu made from door to door. And if he made it, we can try. It works. So it doesn't matter door to door. Now, importantly, we go out and distribute books, because there are so many ways how to distribute the knowledge on the street, on the door. We go in the hospitals, to the doctors, sometimes also to the people who are sick. You know, special to them, we have to give them a hope. Special to them, and doesn't matter. We are just the postman. We have to bring our post. Then, if he will read it or not, this will take care of Krishna. We just bring. That's it. Or not? It's true. If they ask you, "Who are you?" "Oh, I'm just a postman." "Postman? Of whom?" "Of a Lord." "Who sent you?" "The Lord." "Ah, come on. Lord sent you?" "Yes. Lord Krishna sent us." "For whom are you working?" "For the God. Supreme God. I brought you this knowledge. This is for you." L'arte per non arrabbiarsi mai, come si dice in inglese? The art to not be any more anger. I brought you the art to not be any more anger. And they start to laugh. "There is no art for this." "Yes. You read this book, you will see. So much nectar." So, previously I said, and always say, if we put Krishna in the middle of our life, your life will be successful. This Srila Prabhupada told us. So, if you go out and distribute books or any kind, we cook for Krishna. We distribute books, And we put Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in front. And we hide behind Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We just can be the back of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. It is a big mercy to be the back of them. And they go out in Sankirtan every day. Actually, they are going out. They use us. But as his back, no? We are carrying the books. And who is giving the book? Always him. He is giving the book. They give the books. We just have to follow what they teach us, what he teach us, and bring this forward. So, then this happened. No? Then temple comes, house comes for devotees, prasharam, people are coming. So, this because of the attraction, because of the effulgenza, tu parli italiano? Ah, puoi tradurre? Effulgence of the devotee, and because the devotee is on the way of purification, no? He is bringing this knowledge to these people, knock the door, and because of his effulgence, okay, these people stop on the door or outside, because I make Sankirtan door to door. So I just can talk about this experience. So the effulgence of this devotee, the people take the books. And if they say no, okay, they say no to a devotee. They open the door to a devotee. She or he already made some small service. And the devotee, very nicely, thankful, even if he get no, he say, always, thank you. Nice to have met you. Good luck. So what happened that next year, you go back, and the same door opened. And the lady said, I'm sorry for last year. So I would like to help, give you something. It was a strange day for me, that day. But because you was very gentle to me, please, take this donation. She even don't ask for a book. And the devotee give a book. Or give prasad. This happened to me. Then after 1 year, we go back. And this lady or man really told me, I'm sorry for last year. He remember me. So because he teach us a gentle way how to preach, we have to follow this strictly. When we go out, when we are in the temple, when we are with other devotees, even there is some problems, politics through devotees, okay. But try to keep gentleness to everybody. So as we are gentle inside the temple, we are gentle also outside. If we are gentle outside, we are gentle also inside with our brothers. Not easy. Also for me, I'm talking, but it's not easy to follow. So, the people are suffering. The people outside the Krishna consciousness are really suffering. But they don't know. They think everything is okay. Yeah, I lost my first child. I lost my third child. Now my husband also gone. But everything is normal. Huh, this is life. So they would say, but you know, we are spirit soul. We never die. We are eternal. What? They say, yes, we are eternal. You are not this body. This body today is here, tomorrow is not anymore here. It's gone. So what is true? What will not die is true. So your body is not true because now is here, tomorrow is not anymore here. So truth never die. And because jiva is truth, becomes is coming from the supreme Jivatma, Paramatma, Krishna. It's true. He never died. So you're saying something right to his people, and a hope. Even maybe they accept or will not accept, because the people have so many things to think in a life. No? And a devotee came and ring the door and steal 5 minutes of their life. Steal 5 minutes. Or give benefit. 5 minutes. Because the people say, conclude. What do you want? Huh? So the devotee is very gentle and he tried to conclude very, very soon. Give him a book, prasadam. Thank you very much. And go. But somebody, when you ring on the door, especially on the high skyscrapers, no, outside is their bells, and you ring, and they say, who is there? Oh, I'm a missionary. I am Victor. Victoria. No? I don't say Vijayamurti. Because they go immediately in, what? Vijayamurti. So I say Victoria. I'm a missionary. Oh, you came in a bad time. Really? I say. Yes, they say. Why? Because we are eating. And I say, and this you call bad time? You're eating. I think it's a good time when you eat. And they start to laugh and open the door. Come up. There is something to eat for you too. Sometimes when they open at 12 o'clock, the time when they eat, no? And they open with their mouth. Oh, you are eating. Yes. Oh, I came in a good moment, in the right moment. And they start to laugh. So we have to try to, when they open the door, to tell them something that makes them happy. Not necessarily they have to remember the suffering immediately. Why they suffer. Don't tell them this immediately. After. So first, something happy. And devotee, because is outside the body, he's already on the way to realize the soul. That's why he get this potency. When he go out in Sankirtan and will bring this Krishna consciousness to his people. He is full potenziato. Potency? Yes. From Srila Prabhupada. Because Srila Prabhupada is following the instruction of his guru and his guru and his guru. And then the instruction of Nityananda Prabhu. The biggest Sankirtan devotee ever. So we follow the instruction of all this paramparam. Just bring the post and you go. Everything will be arranged from Krishna. And if we have the possibility to preach, then okay. Sometimes I found people, they are not interesting at all. Even they say no many times. I try always the way to give them something, to not be compromised by their sometimes hostility or because they are negative, no time, all these things. No, I try anyway, in a way or other, that they do some service, to engage them for a small service. So if I don't see other way, then I give them anyway prasadam without nothing, asking nothing. So because I bring this prasadam to all others of the country, I don't want to leave you without. So also you have to have this prasadam. And because it was also quite polite, quite nice, easy, and gentle, the way how to approach, even they say no, okay? You can see from the eyes when you give them prasharam, and without, because he say already no 10 times, in a way or other, he say no. And anyway, they see that you are untouched, not attached to the result, because they see only money. Somebody coming on the door, because he wants money, or he wants to sell you, I don't know, this or that. No? So you have them, devotees have to be expert to distract the people from this opinion of you. So devotee brings something shanti, peaceful, no? And sometimes they recognize you, sometimes not, but the devotee maintain his peacefulness, and if he can give something, a piece of prasharam, leave them, give them prasharam, and then you say, nice to meet you. Huh? Remember, this is prasharam, don't throw it away. Benedict food, I say Benedict food. This is prasharam, nobody understands. So, what time have to be finished? What time is prasharam? Already. So what were you waiting? There are two mantras, very important mantras. No, okay. That my guru, sometimes he makes a joke. So, two songs very important. One song. Easily you can fall asleep. And other songs wake you up. So, what are these songs? To fall asleep, yes. Already from there. He said, Jaya Radha Ma. Still the devotee start to... So soon as Sarira Vidya Jaya, everybody's jumping. So, I'm sorry if I couldn't give enough. Just, we can remember all together that Sankirtan Yajna is very important. And if there is Sankirtan in a temple, devotees are there. If a book distribution go on in a temple, devotee will always be there. If the book distribution stops, then the devotees go away from the temple. So we have to really maintain also this yajna in the temple. No? The important is to fulfill the pleasure and give pleasure to Srila Prabhupada, because he came as a great Sankirtan devotee. He is really great. The biggest Sankirtan devotee. So my experience also in our temple, unfortunately, we are really just few devotees in the temple. Or they are few devotees because I live outside. But few means two. Two devotees, three devotees are sleeping in the temple, and then there are some families around. And the book distribution goes down completely. And Padova Yatra, Prabhupada's Yatra, was a very high level book distribution. I was there that time. When we go out, we was 45 devotees every day. Because it was a small temple. Only 90 devotees could live in this temple. That's why then we changed to Prabhupada. But every day in Prabhupada's marathon was amazing. At that time I was making temple commander, bringing the books with the van, going to BBT, load the books and bring it to the Sankirtan groups. So it was ladies Sankirtan group and devotees, Brahmachari and also Grihastha. So sometimes three groups. And Prabhupada's marathon was a big yajna to drive all the books. And you unload the books and you have to start again to go to Villa Vrindavan, sometimes 300-400 kilometers to load full packed. And you bring two ladies group, very strong group, ladies. So many books. They were always in competition with the devotees, no? Ladies group and And sometimes ladies were really, whew, so many books. And when I had time, I stop and I go out in Sankirtan. No? And then slowly, slowly some other take my and I get full immersion in the Sankirtan. And at that time I distribute books. And then slowly, slowly BBT asked me if I can distribute BTG magazine in subscription, not only single, to make a subscription yearly, no? So Krishna gave me the mercy, and Krishna is giving us every day the mercy. Just give one book. Maybe this book is the right book for the right person. Like, I make this example with the postman. Now, the postman is making his job, no? He's bringing the post. Whoever is inside the post, he don't care. It's your business. No? So, also the Sankirtan devotee, in that moment, he have to go, because he have to go to the other, and then to the other, and he have to visit all day the families, and next day too, and so on, so on. So, sometimes there is no time to stay there 1 hour and explaining Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Sometimes they steal your energy. No? Because if you are not too much absorbed, real in Krishna consciousness, no? They really suck your energy. So you have to be really clever. In a way or another, give him the book. If you don't want, give him something else. Take a donation and you go. Next one, because everybody's waiting for you. Even the priest is waiting. So I think it's time we have to go. There is Krishna is waiting for us. Grantara Shima Bhagatam Kijay. Sankirtan Yagya Kijay. Haribol.